This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
But before we do that, let's talk with Yvonne Harris. He's the proprietor at AM Fog out in Afton, Virginia, conveniently located 250 West and 151 South, and there it is right there on your right. Is that right, Yvonne?
That's right.
Yeah, easy to find. And it's a big, huge nursery. Y'all got everything you could want, including Christmas trees, and that's why we wanted to talk to you, because I was telling folks earlier, I'm not embarrassed to say it, because I think most people are like this, I'm truly clueless about the different kinds of Christmas trees and what you need to keep in mind if, like, you're cutting one down. And so let's start, if we can, with just sort of give us a rundown of the different kinds of Christmas trees that are for sale, and, like, why one is more expensive, and what are the differences between them?
Sure. The most popular tree is probably the Fraser fir. People have come to depend on it for its strength in holding heavy ornaments and the dense branching on the inside, so you can really fill a tree up with lights and ornaments. They've gotten pretty expensive over the years, up towards to $75 for a 6 to 7 foot tree. In some places you can find them now, cut your own. People have found that they can grow them on the north side slope in Virginia, which makes it nice because now you can go to some cut-your-own farms here in Virginia and cut those.
So the deluxe one would be the Fraser fir. That's the sturdy one and the most expensive one.
Right. Deluxe, meaning in popularity, I guess, and in the ability to hold heavy ornaments.
Okay.
However, there's concolor firs, which are lighter and fluffier, and they put out an orange scent, a citrus scent, in your house while you have it decorated.
That's
so
nice.
Those are very popular, and they're harder to come by, and that might be why they're in such demand, because people have a tougher time finding them.
Okay. So just now, stepping down from the fir trees would be what?
One step down would probably be a Scotch pine or a noble fir. There's some inherent problems using each of those. The Scotch pine are the needles on them are longer than a Fraser, shorter than a white pine. They're not going to hold as heavy an ornament. And the noble firs, they needle a lot, meaning they drop their needles a lot, and they dry up to pretty crispy quickly inside your house.
Okay.
And then stepping down from there would be the white pine, which is nice if you get a Virginia white pine, because it is a native or so-called native tree. And then, you know, further down from there would be a cedar, but it's, you know, they're nice and very traditional.
And those are the cheaper ones, and they're cheaper because their needles drop off faster and their branches aren't strong to hold a lot of ornaments. Is that right?
Probably here in Virginia, cheaper because they're widely planted. Cedars are free. I don't know anyone that really cuts them down and sells them on a lot. White pine you can find readily. And they're easily grown here, so there's more of an abundance for them.
We're talking with Yvonne Harris of AM Fog out in Afton. What is this? Does a spruce come into that at all?
You could get a blue spruce, and yes, they're more expensive. And a blue spruce will hold blue spruce and other spruces, white spruce. They will hold needles well. It's almost a tragedy to cut one down and put it in your house. If you could go with a live tree, then it would be better, because then you could plant it in your yard.
Yeah. So a Douglas fir and a spruce are up there together.
Douglas fir is right along with a Fraser fir.
Fraser fir. And those are
needle length and strength of holding ornament.
And those are sort of top of the line that you would see on a regular lot or at a nursery.
They're the most widely abundant and I guess would consider top of the line, along with the citrus scented concolor fir.
Okay. Now tell us that this whole idea of cutting trees down and creating this family tradition. I have to be honest, that was never a family tradition in my family. It was always sort of trying to tell my dad, we got to go buy it. And he was like, ah, okay, all right. And then he'd complain about how much it was. And I can't believe I spent $20 on a tree. But we would always go to some lot, you know, Kiwanis Club or Lions Club or something like that in some parking lot somewhere. But it seems to be that this idea of going and cutting your own tree down is really... Is it catching on? Do you get a lot of calls about that?
I probably field thousands of calls, at least 2,000 phone calls looking for Cut Your Own Farm. And I think it is a big business. I think it's probably a nice thing that people are getting more into creating family traditions, and cutting a tree down is a pretty good one because you mix it in with gift giving and kids being happy and eating lots of sugary things over Christmas being excited.
So does AM Fog, out in Afton, do y'all do cut your own?
Not yet. We are in the process of planting about 4.5 acres of trees, which would be available staggered, you know, availability starting in about 4 years, and then year 10 we'll have the majority of them.
There you go. So you have the what's called lot trees, trees that
we
are cut.
We have the fresh cut trees that were cut for us.
Yeah.
And we go out and cut specific trees. We do special orders for people, and we go out and cut trees pre-season and cut trees that when someone wants a 14-foot tree, which we don't keep stock of.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty expensive.
Right, right.
But there are some advantages to that, because when you cut Fraser in a field, you have a natural needle shed, which happens because it's pretty much been assaulted out in the field, been cut down with a chainsaw, and then it will sap over on the bottom, and then the needles will fall off. And a lot of people think, oh, something's going off my tree, but it's not true. It's a natural needle shed that happens right after cutting a tree.
See, that's important. So if somebody's going to cut down a tree, they shouldn't take it inside right away. They should let it sit outside for a while and let that natural needle fall take place.
Unless they want to get out the little shop vac and suck up lots of needles and understand that's what's happening. You know,
that's a normal thing.
Normal, and then they go through a normal shed from bringing them from outside at a day high of 45, 50 degrees inside to your house at 75 degrees.
So a lot tree, if you buy it off a lot, you don't cut it down yourself, that's going to shed a little bit too.
It's still going to shed a little bit, but it's not going to have that heavy shedding that happens at first, because that has already happened on the trees that are on the lot.
Gotcha. So if you cut your own tree down, let it sit outside for a little bit. For how long? A couple days, you think? 3 days?
At least 3 to 6 days. And then shake it really well out in the yard and then bring it in.
Bring it in. But if you buy one on the lot that's pre-cut, you can take it right home and set it up.
Right, and you'll still have a little bit of a needle shed, but you will not be like you would imagine half the tree falling out.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like, but they're, you know, millions and millions of needles on those trees. You never would notice it except for seeing it on your carpet.
Right, right. Okay. So anything we need to know about the water, besides, like my mom said, gosh, I mean, to me, Christmas time means my mom saying, go check the tree.
Keep it watered.
Yeah. There's no secret to it. Just keep watering it.
Put a fresh cut on it. Most lots will do that for you. Put a fresh cut on it and then get it in water right away before it saps over.
There you go. Yvonne Harris out at AM Fog. What's the website?
AMFog.net.
AMFog.net. And your hours are?
We're 9 to 5 daily, Sunday 10 to 4.
Sunday 10 to 4. And it's 250 West, 151 South, like you're going to Wintergreen, but you don't have to go south very far because it's right there on your right as you're taking a little bend in the road. Beautiful. Less than a mile from 250. There you go. Yvonne, thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Sure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.